My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will Davin's scammer Jane get money or an iTunes card? Gonna be tough because it's Meatloaf Monday. Listen and enjoy.
All right, April 3rd, 2017. Let's see, when we last left off with her, what did she say? She brought up money. And then she said,
Shocking.
She said, I'm not after your money, my king. I'm doing this so that we can have a better future and understanding, darling. And I said, right, you act like I don't know anything about Nigeria, like I'm a rube. That's where we left
nice.
It off. That's where we left
like
it off.
Like I'm a rube.
Like I'm a rube. So she says, are you saying I'm lying to you? And do you mean I'm a scammer? She brings it right up.
Yeah.
What do you think I said?
Yes.
You think I said yes?
No, I don't.
What do you think, Joe?
I think you would say, well, I'm not saying, it sounds like you might be, but I wouldn't think that of you, darling.
I go, no, not at all.
Got to keep it going.
Sure, I got a show to write. The show ain't going to write itself. She's got a job, I got a job. She just doesn't know she has a job.
She doesn't know.
Exactly. She doesn't know she's not a shape. Although that she probably knows.
She probably does.
Yeah. So she goes, so what do you mean, honey? I go, maybe we should prove you're not a scammer since you keep bringing it up. It had never occurred to me, but you may be onto something.
That's funny. Not for nothing.
Now that you mentioned again.
You know, again, yeah. Again, but not for nothing. Again.
Yeah. Maybe since you keep bringing it up.
Since you keep, that's funny.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Yes. She goes, and why are you talking to me like I am? I'm effing real, for Christ's sake, Davin. Angry. Why can't you believe me for once, darling? I'm honest with you. Trust me, please.
Wow.
Yeah, because the boss is overlooking your shoulder.
better lay down the hammer on this one.
How are you making out with this guy? And then suddenly, because the boss always walks up at the boss never walks up when it's an amazing moment in your career. No, when things are going wrong, they always are walking.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
let's be honest. If I'm Jane's career, there's not going to be many amazing moments.
Yeah.
I go, I've been talking to you like you were real. You keep on bringing up you wanting my money and asking if I think you're a scammer. I did not bring those topics up,
mm-hmm.
Which is true, I didn't. She goes, I'm not asking. Money for fun, darling. I'm asking for money from you because I only have you in my life. And I really... Is that funny?
I only have you in my life this hour.
Yeah, this hour, yeah.
Around the clock. And I really love you so much, and I have you in my life to help me.
Never have truer words been spoken.
I have you in my life to help me.
All right, all right.
And I promise you, I will return back your money. Trust me, darling.
Will you?
Never been truer words spoken, followed by a biggest lie ever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Truth, lie. Yes.
She goes, I need money for living. You know that. Sure, darling. Please, stop treating me like this. I go, I get it. I understand. You need iTunes cards for serious reasons.
I like that. After all we've been through for an hour.
It's a very new relationship. It's like a couple of weeks or a couple of...
These 3 days have meant the most to me of anything.
Although, as we established in the internet portion of the show, I'm very outgoing. People like me. I'm a good listener.
They do.
I go, I get it. I understand. You need iTunes cards for serious reasons. I hear you.
iTunes series. Huddle again. Yeah.
I'm not treating you anyway. I've just tried to help you, but you do not make things easy. She goes, how? How have you even messaged the lawyer? Did he reply you? I go, you told me you wanted to handle it. Then you told me you can't handle it. I'm going to give you a night to think about it.
Young lady.
Get with management. Get back to me.
Yeah, really.
You're failing. She goes, all right, darling. I want you to do something for me, though I'm not sure there will be a way out of this S.
Okay.
She has potty mouth. I go, okay. She goes, I want you to send me some cash, please, so that I can buy foodstuffs and for my internet bill. If you can't do it, just say so, okay?
Just
you gotta
say
admit
so.
She don't beat around the bush.
No, she don't.
She values your time.
Thank you.
If anything.
I go, let me talk to Danish first. That's the lawyer.
Yeah, Danish. Prune Danish.
I go, let me talk to Danish first. Hang in there. Watch out for rabid ostriches. She's a zoologist student. She goes, please, I don't want any other option except yes or no. Please tell me you're mine now. I go, things are complicated. Well, we took a break, Joe. We had a long pace for the music. I'll go a couple seconds over. She goes, how and why? Are you there? I go, I have a lot going on. She goes, okay, if you can help. I don't mind any amount starting from $100.
Oh, so she's let down her baseline.
Yes. I go, okay, that is sweet of you to start small. You are a special lady.
Some people are like, we'll take your pennies. We'll take a dollar. No, she starts at 100.
She's like, how can you afford? Say your mind, please. What do you think is a good amount, dear? What do you think about just starting from 100? I go, how much do you think as your king I should send you?
You gotta ask your royal subjects what they think.
Good point, Joe.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
She goes, all right. Send me $150.
$150? Where did 100 go?
The price just went up for you being snarky.
I wasn't being snarky.
You asked what your king should say.
I was being concerned.
Okay.
I am concerned. She goes, hope it's not too much for you. I go, I will see. Does it get your panties wet thinking about the money, honey?
Oh, man.
What?
It's just.
Could.
It's just like, wow. I know we're talking to a scammer, but it's just kind of like out of the gate, like, wow, that's a little rude.
Yeah, but she told me she dreamed about me, and I'm a really good effer, so I think we're beyond that.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
You're already effing.
It's amazing how this show goes when we can't curse. Anyway. She goes, yes, of course, I need it, and I believe you will send it to me. Honey, when are you ready to send me the money? Are you there with me? I go, sorry, it is Meatloaf Monday, and they did a rock block.
You're obsessed with Meatloaf.
Yep, the meatloaf, that's one of my personality.
I know. That's Meatloaf Monday.
Could happen. So get the let out. Double play Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah, funny.
She goes, okay, but remember, I'm here because of you. Please, please talk to me, darling. When are you ready to send me the money? I go, how dare you? Goodbye for now. I never said in Nigeria. She goes, I never said in Nigeria. I mean on Facebook. Don't put me wrong. I'm sorry, darling. Please talk to me. Hey, are you ready to chat now, darling?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.